WV2ZF.
WV2ZFC, KE2AWX, mobile.
W, KC2BZB.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Temperature 52 degrees.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WV2EAV.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WA20B. All right, very good. Then it appears I got EchoLink working on my phone again. KE2AWX mobile.
And also WB2EAV.
WB2EAV, WB2IKC.
Hello, George.
Hi, Ed. How you doing this lovely cloudy day?
More importantly, how are you doing? How is your health the last week?
I think I'm all right. I'm alive and kicking. And I visited my podiatrist this morning. And, I'm doing about as well as I ought to be expected to do. And there was a prescription that he had been giving me that I don't need anymore. So I guess that was good news.
Let me tell you why. Last Tuesday, I had a very busy day at work, and lunchtime I went for a good 45-minute brisk walk. Then right after work, I went to see you guys. Then I stopped off on my way home at the supermarket for a few things we needed. Then we had a bite to eat, and then I spent pretty much the rest of the evening documenting the paperwork. And I was wiped out. And my wife noticed I was wiped out. I said it's been a long couple of days. Anyway, Wednesday night, she said, "You're still wiped out?" I said, "Apparently." She said, "Run a COVID test." And I said, "Come on, I'm just tired." She said, "Run a COVID test. The test is positive, so I want to make sure I wasn't the typhoid Mary of 2023, although I'm back on my feet now, having done my, my protocol."
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about a positive test. So, yeah, that kind of happened to me a couple of weeks ago, although, I wasn't the positive person, but it was in the house. And we did our thing, staying home and stuff, and we're okay now.
No, I just don't want to realize I was in a typhoid Mary phase on Tuesday, although I didn't really have any symptoms for Wednesday. I think Tuesday I was legitimately tired, by about 10 p.m. But Wednesday evening it came back when I hadn't really done anything that unusual. All right, no big deal, no big deal. But I'm back No, but last Thursday morning, I was feeling 100%, so I had to go through the Paxlovid protocol and all that stuff. But I'm back to what passes for normal.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm kind of glad to hear that. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I've been doing a bit of low-band work lately, and finding out that propagation, I guess, changes during the day. And then I've been operating at some different times than I usually do, and all of a sudden, the some of the bands are just full of stations I haven't heard before. So, I've been hearing some stations, and I was even able to work a few that would have been unusual for me. So, I've worked a Qatar, that's a Q-A-T-A-R, and I worked Kenya, and I've been hearing some other guys. They can't quite hear me yet, but I'm going to keep trying. One of them was Angola. So I guess the propagation into that part of the world is there, and it's surprising.
Yeah. That's unusual. That's surprisingly interesting, because usually there aren't that many active hams in Qatar or in Kenya. So it's not like you have that big a population to blunder a horse. But I will also say, I have always said something about HF propagation. It is maddeningly variable.
Oh, yeah. And keep looking for Hawaii. In fact, there was a Hawaiian station that I was able to hear the other day, but sadly, he doesn't hear me, and that one confirmation is between me and worked all states.
I'm sorry. All I can do is wish best of luck in your endeavors and get out of the car. I have to go back to work.
Okay. Well, have a good day, and I hope you find it intellectually stimulating and financially remunerating. With that, 73, you can have a good one. WB2EAV, WB2IKT.
Well, not especially terribly either one of those. It's enough of both of them that I can come back for more of you. You have a very pleasant afternoon, don't you?
73, WB2IKT, Boston.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KE2BXH, listen.
KD2GWD, listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
KD2REK, KD2REK, KD2AKX. How about you, Ryan?
W2VL repeater.
Good afternoon. The time is 4:55 p.m. Mostly cloudy. Temperature 61 degrees.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2OGB Mobile.
KD2OGB, KE2BXH. What's going
on? Hey Aiden, what's up? Just got back from Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. To our surprise, we left a little after 7, and it took just a little over 7 hours to get back. My mom and I are exhausted. And unfortunately, my dad refuses to pick pizza up, so I'm just going around the block to get a couple of slices. What you up to?
Well, right now, 7 hours, because I forgot I had WR2 UHF on, and it canceled out your signal. Can you say the first part of your sentence again?
Funny, I'm listening to Preston's machine, too. Yeah, my dad refuses to get pizza, so I'm just driving around the block to Searchies to pick up a couple of slices.
Ooh, pizza. Mmm, yummy. I'm right now riding my bike hanging out with a few friends. They're 1v1ing, so I gotta wait a minute or two for them to finish, so thought I'd pop on.
Roger, and to my surprise, train coming. I believe it's the Montauk train from Hunter's Point, but I don't really care, because I'm on vacation. Actually, I will park right here. I could care less about what's going on right now at the railroad, because I am on vacation. Pretty much, it just started. And some good news for you. Crew called me this morning a little after 8, and I have received a temporary location and hour change. I nailed Babylon Yard. 2 to 10 weekends off, and I will actually start on the 25th since my vacation just started. So the job will take effect this Wednesday, but I won't be on it until the 25th, so extras will be covering it until then.
Wait, hold on. I my brain just got completely lost. Say that one more time.
Yeah, crew called me this morning for my winning bid. I got myself Babylon Yard, 2 to 10 p.m., weekends off, temporary. So I won't be in Hillside for a few months. I'll be in Babylon Yard, 20 minutes from home, and an easy job. And I still have weekends off, but I won't be starting it this Wednesday. I'll be starting it on the 25th. So extras will be covering it until then.
Ah, okay. That time I understood. Alrighty. Well, since you mentioned pizza, you got any pizza with toppings or just cheese?
I'm just gonna get plain cheese. I'm not even gonna get a full pie. I'm probably gonna get like a couple of slices since my mom only just wants two. I'll probably get two slices as well. So I don't want to keep my good old buddy inside, which I see right now, waiting. So I'm going to go and take an order. So I'll say 7-3s, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. KD2OGB Mobile.
Okay. So, pizza, plain pizza, but sometimes I get bacon. All right. Talk to you when you get back in the mobile. KD2OGB, KD2BXH, 73s. I'll be listening.
W2OSR.
NY2H, KD2OGB Mobile.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Nothing heard. KD2ESY clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KKNB, and this is the Limehawk Monday Night InfoNet. If at any time during the night you have emergency traffic, you can break InfoNet using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass on your traffic. This net meets every Monday night at this time for the purpose of passing on information of interest to the amateur radio community in general, and to Limehawk members specifically. We encourage everyone to sign in. You do not have to be a Limehawk member to sign in, but please wait until your specific group is called. We begin with Limehawk officers and board members, and then Limehawk committee chairpersons. That's followed by call signs KWNA, and then we move on to the digital modes of IRLP, Echolink, and All-Star Node. So please wait until your specific group is called, and if you have traffic for the net, when you give a call sign, please indicate with traffic. At this time, we'll take all Limehawk officers and board members. Please sign in now, all Limehawk officers and board members.
WB2KWC with traffic.
WB2ZEX. WB2KWC with traffic. WB2ZEX. Any other Limehawk officers or board members?
KC2FYJ.
And KC2FYJ. One last call for Limehawk officers or board members. I think I was off frequency. Any Limehawk committee chairpersons, please sign in now.
W2MIT.
KD2ZXL. All right, we have KC2ZVT, WT2MIT, and KD2GXL. Any other Limehawk committee chairpersons?
NY2H.
And NY2H. At this time, we'll take all K calls signing into the Glen Oaks repeater. All Glenn K-Call signing into W2VL, please sign in now.
KE2AWS.
AB2OIE. KD2HJV.
KD2FIU.
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo Papa Tango.
Let me pause there for a moment because I know I missed one of them. We have KE2AWX, KB2OIE, and I missed the next one, which was a KC2. And then there's KD2FIU and KE2BTC. So that other station that I missed, and any other station signing into Glen Oaks.
KC2NJV.
All right, we've got KC2NJV, and one last call for any station signing into the Glen Oaks here. At this time, we'll take all K calls signing into the Selden repeater. All K calls signing into Selden, please sign in now.
KC1 SAM.
KD2 OGB.
KD2 KNH. Kilo Charlie 2, Alpha Delta November.
All right, we have KC1 SAM, KD2 OGB, KD2 KNH, and KC2 PDN. Any other K call signing into Selden?
K2 EPP, Kilo 2 Echo Papa Papa.
And K2EPP. At this time, we'll take all W calls signing in for Selden. All W calls signing in for Selden, please sign in now.
WA2IAW.
WB2CMF.
WS2N.
WB2BEZ.
Okay, we have WA2IAW, WB2CMF, WS2, WB2BEZ. Any other W calls signing into Selden? At this time, we'll take all W calls signing into the Glen Oaks repeater. All W calls signing into Glen Oaks, please sign in now.
WB2WAK.
W2KSE mobile.
WA2SUH.
Okay, the first station that signed in went really fast and I didn't catch that, but I have W2KSE and WA2SUH and that first station and any other W calls.
WB2WAK.
W2DE.
All right, and so now we have WB2WAK and W2TE. One last call for any W call signing into Glen Oaks. All right, at this time we'll take all N calls, no matter where you're signing in from. All N calls, please sign in now.
N2ZU3.
N2ZDC recognized. Any other stations beginning with the letter N? At this time, we'll take any call signs that begin with the letters AA, AB, AC, etc. At this time, we'll take anyone signing in via Echolink. Anyone signing in via Echolink, please sign in now.
N2PIT.
K0VIO. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Alpha. AC2JRQ.
W2ROB.
Alright, we have N2PIT, K0GIO, KE2ARA, KC2JRQ, and W2ROB. Any other stations signing in via Echolink?
AA2TYC.
OK, Okay, I have to ask you to repeat that. I thought KN6TYT, but please correct that or confirm that.
KA2 Tango Yankee Charlie.
Let me try again. Kilo Alpha 2 Tango Yankee Charles, is that correct?
Affirmative.
All right, thank you for that. Any other stations signing in via Echolink? Do we have any stations tonight signing in via IRLP? Any stations signing in via the All-Star Links? At this time, any station, any call sign that has not signed in already?
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo X-Ray Hotel. Kilo Echo 2, Bravo X-Ray Hotel.
I have a correction, Rich.
Hello, Whiskey 2, Mike Delta Kilo.
All right, let me get the call sign first. I have the Mike Delta Kilo. I don't have the prefix.
Prefix is Whiskey 2. Prefix is Whiskey 2.
The audio is a little bit low. They have Whiskey 2, Mike Delta Kilo. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and the other station with a correction?
Yeah, I had checked in before. This is KC2ADN. I think you had me registered as K2PDN.
Okay, I mean, now it's KC2ADN. Thank you for the correction. All right, the first station with traffic is Ken, WB2KWC. Ken, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, thank you, Richard. This Wednesday, October 18th, is the third Wednesday of the month, so we will be having a computer net at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on this repeater. This net covers all things computer, desktops, laptops, and those systems embedded in your phones, rigs, cars, and almost anything else electronic. If you cannot get on the air, you can submit questions or comments to the net via email. Send your email to computernet@limark.org. Thank you. K2KNB, WBCKWC.
Hi, Ken. Thank you very much for that traffic. First of all, we'd like to thank Bill Fastenow, WB2GQZ, for his presentation on cell phones and how they work, and in particular the history of cell phones. It was very interesting, and we had a nice turnout, and we hope to have more of you coming down, and we really will try to have some kind of food at most of the meetings. Sometimes it's just difficult logistically, but we will try to do that, and of course we'll let you always know when there's food, but you should be coming down because we have a good meeting, and it's a great time to meet up with people, put faces behind or put faces in front of the voices that you hear on the radio, and just good, you know, good people and a good time. So thanks to Bill and a good presentation, and I believe the presentation will be up on our YouTube channel pretty shortly. And please remember, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Limark YouTube channel. And again, the reason is it gets to a point where if there's enough people signed in, you begin to monetize it. The club makes some money every time you click in, every time anybody clicks in. And, you know, we don't know if it's significant or not, but it certainly wouldn't hurt. So please join the Limark YouTube channel.
And by 2H, it's up on YouTube already.
All right, thanks, Lou. So go on to YouTube channel, look for the Limark channel. There's some interesting, many interesting videos up there, most of them, and many of the previous meetings that you might have missed that had some great topics, they're up there. You know, not too long ago was Bob Heil with a very good presentation of his audio systems and the history of him and rock and roll, for example. So there's some great things up there. Take a look and make sure to join the Limark YouTube channel. Okay, tomorrow there will be an ARIS QSO. And ARIS is the Amateur Radio International Space Station, which is what it's called when there's a ham radio operator on board having contact with the Earth. This particular contact is with Valley Stream South High School, and it will be streaming. The presentation before the contact will be kind of short, because the contact is pretty early. It's 8:25 in the morning, so I don't know if you're going to get up, but if you do, it's always interesting, and the kids, they select usually 10 or 11 kids. They each get a chance to ask at least one question, and sometimes more than one. And the questions are good. The kids have thought it out, and of course they've been sort of monitored by administration so that they don't ask the same questions that every kid for the last 30 years has asked, you know, how do you go to the bathroom and things like that. So basically, it should be interesting, should be a lot of fun, and it will be on it's streaming, and I guess it's on a YouTube channel or Facebook, I'm not sure which one. I think it's YouTube, in fact. So if you have the opportunity, the link is up on the website. We also put it up on the Limark IO groups, so if you have the opportunity, try to listen to it. Okay, we have the DMR repeater in Plainview is up and running, and it sounds really good. For those of you that have missed it, had trouble getting into the repeater at Glen Oaks. So now the Plainview DMR is up and running. It's connected to Selden, it's connected to Glen Oaks, and it's, of course, the opportunity to go elsewhere with it. Throughout North America. It's a great system, and we haven't had as many people take advantage of it, but hopefully now with a pretty good system, well, a really good system, we'll be able to get more people involved in it and make it more active. So we do want to thank RUNY2H and a crew of people, including Steve WB2WAK and Steve WB2ZSE and Pat WB2CMF and Charlie KE2AWF for all of the good work, and also Billy KC2ROV. And, you know, they had to move the repeater from one location to another, get it set up, get it wired up, get it hooked up to the internet. Lots of time on their part to do it, and very much appreciated. So thank you to all of you. Okay, other than that, just a reminder that we have a HamFest coming up November 12th. We have a lot of good door prizes, and hopefully we're going to have a lot of good vendors come down. But as I said, HamFest could be more and more difficult as more and more vendors get older and older and retire, and it just gets harder doing it. So hopefully you'll come out and support this one, make sure that our vendors feel that you're supporting them, and, you know, we look forward to all of our HamFest. It's an important part of our fundraising, and we just hope that we'll get the attendance, and we'll have a great HamFest. Okay, with that, are there any late check-ins, any call signs?
Bravo. That would be for you. What up? What's the word?
Kilo Echo 2, Bravo X-Ray Hotel. Kilo Echo 2, Bravo X-Ray Hotel.
W2OSR.
KT2VHD, Jim, with traffic.
Kilo Charlie 2, Zulu Romeo Alpha, KT2ZRN.
Okay, Aiden, I thought I had called you before, but okay, KT2BXH, W2OSR, and KC2ZRA, and KC2VHD with traffic. So KC2VHD, go ahead with your traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Victor Hotel Delta, KC2VHD, Jim. I just wanted to make a comment on your classification that the vendors might be disappearing, and then the reality that might be true. But I will tell you, there are a lot of young folk that are very disenfranchised with their communications network that they've been stuck to their whole lives and are looking for alternatives, and they're buying all these cheap radios, and there's lots of people heading down the pike. I think we should be aware and receptive of that. I think there's a change coming. Just a thought. Over to you.
Hi, Jim. Well, you know, the order of things often does change. And just for everyone's info, many people feel that the world of ham radio at some point will be extremely digital. That's the nature of kids today. That's the nature of the interest. Even on ham radio, when all else fails, there's digital modes. And so, you know, Jim's not wrong. We need to do things to keep people interested. And one of those things that we try to do is to have a system which is now pretty much island-wide, certainly from the Hamptons to New York City. And if people take advantage of it, they can have some great conversations and also learn a lot. So thanks for that input, Jim, and obviously something that we all need to work on. Okay, this is K2KM in the lineup Monday Night Internet. Any other late check-ins? Anyone, any call sign that has not signed in already? All right, a quick summary of the traffic pass this evening. The computer net will be this Wednesday night starting at 8:30. All questions, all topics, computer, software, etc., and some really great conversations, a lot of things to be learned there. So again, this Wednesday night at 8:30 right here on W2VL. And again, you don't have to be a Limelock member, obviously, to participate in any of our nets. We thank Bill Fastnow, WB2GQZ, for his presentation on cell phones and how they work and the history of cell phones, which was really interesting. We have a Limelock Hamfest coming up on November 12th. Tomorrow will be a contact with the ARIS, Amateur Radio International Space Station, with Valley Stream South High School. Since we're the sponsor, we're the club that sponsored the event, it might be nice if you want to listen in. But the credentials are up on the website. And it's just not the credentials, it's a link to a YouTube live stream. So if you have the opportunity to listen, certainly by all means go ahead and do that. And thank you very much to the repeater crew led by Lou NY2H for getting the DMR repeater up and running in plain view. Good signal, good antenna, and good communications. This net will be followed by the Limelock Swapping Shop, which will in turn be followed by Radio Newsline. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Hope to see you next week at the same time. Be safe out there. K2KMB closing the net at 2057. And George, KD2FIU, it's all yours. 73 to all.
Thank you, Richie. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Limelock Swapping Shop. This is George, KD2FIU, your net control tonight. If at any time during the net you have emergency traffic, you could break in using the word emergency, and the net will be turned over to you to pass the traffic. This net meets every Monday night following the Limelock InfoNet, and the purpose of the net is to buy, sell, or trade ham radio equipment or related electronic equipment. This is a directed net, so all communication is to go through net control. If you have an item for listing or an item that you want, please indicate with traffic while you're checking in, and we'll come back to you after taking further check-ins. Try to give a price and give your contact information. This net is open to check-in so that we can take any further listings, want-ads, or clarification of the traffic. Would anybody like to check into the swapping shop?
KC2FYJ, supporting.
Next time, complete.
KB2OIE, supporting.
W2OE, please stand by, no traffic.
WB2DEZ, supporting.
Okay, we have KC2FYJ, KD2OIE, W2TE, somebody was doubling there with someone, WB2BEZ, and then there was another double. Please come back.
82OGB standing by.
K0GIO reporting.
Okay, that was KD2OGB and K0GIO. Would anybody else like to join the Limark Swap and Shop? And hopefully with some traffic. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Regretfully saying we have no traffic tonight. Thank you for checking in. And this net will be followed by Amateur Radio Newsline. Thanks to everyone for listening tonight. This is KD2FIU closing the net at 2101-73.
Hey, George, I got stuck on the phone call. Do you want some items?
The net has just been reopened. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. And I believe K2KN would like to check in. Go ahead, Rich.
All right. Wait, let me make sure I had it there. All right, this is K2KNB. Yeah, a couple of things that have come across. Number one, I have a brand new in the box, but don't know if it's 6 months old, 8 months old, I'm not sure, but brand new in the box, Yaesu VX6R. Christine, obviously, never touched, never used. All the parts that come with it, and that'll be $200. We have a ICOM R3, that's a handheld receiver, nice unit, clean, and that'll be $150. And we have a Yaesu quad, 2 meter, 440, 6 meter, and 10 meter. And we have even an antenna to go with that, and that'll be $225. And that's about it for now. So you can reach me at k2kmb@limark.org or give me a call at 516-694-4937. And don't forget, I still have a lot of cable. I have a lot of built-in RF-400, which is the same as LMR-400, and some RG-8U, pretty cheap stuff, all of it. So if you need any cable, you can go up to 300 feet of one, for sure. So again, contact me and let me know what you need. This is K2KNB, back to net.
Lots of good stuff you brought in here tonight, Rich. Richie has, let me go through this and get it in the log. An HT, the Yaesu VX6R. And I do believe that's a tri-bander, Rich. Is that the 2 meter 224-40 for correction?
Yes, it is, George.
Very good. And that is still in the box. Brand new, asking $200. We got the ICOM R3 receiver, asking $150. The Yaesu quad band mobile radio, the FM quad band, which has 2 meter 440, 6 meters, and 10 meters. This is the FM portion of these bands. It also comes with the mobile quad antenna for matching those bands, asking $225. Richie also has coax cable for us. Low loss 400, the very high quality equivalent to LMR 400. The RG8U. These come in lengths up to 300 feet if you want. Your contact is k2knd@limark.org. k2knd@limark.org or 516-694-4937. That's your contact. It's Richie for your Yaesu VX6R, your ICOM R3 receiver, your Yaesu quadband FM mobile, and lots of good coax cable. This is KD2FIU with the Limehawk Swap and Shop. Richie, thank you for bringing that in. Any additions or corrections, I'll be open to that. And listening.
W2TE checked in with traffic.
Okay, good to hear that. W2TE, you're probably in the double there. This is KD2FIU with the Limehawk Swap and Shop. Go ahead.
W2TE here, Walt, in Babylon. I have an ICOM PW1 for sale. ICOM PW1 amplifier automatic tuner for sale for $1,900.
Yeah, Walt, I got that. Walt has for us the ICOM PW1 HF amplifier. It does have internal auto-tuning to it, and the asking is $1,900. Walt, please come back to me with the contact information, email or phone number, however you would like to be reached.
Okay, fine. Thank you for that confirmation. Yes, Walt, W2TE, and my phone number is 631-214-9411. That's his cell phone number. Landline is 631-669-7759. Landline, you have to wait and leave a message. Okay, thank you very much. W2TE.
Okay, Walt, thank you very much for bringing in here the ICOM PW1, King of the Hill, as it is, HF amplifier. And the contact, you can reach him on his cell at 631-214-9411. And I'll pause because I want to make sure I got that one right. Walt, back to you.
Roger, roger. You have it perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, and if he doesn't have his cell, contact his landline, 631-669-7759. Is that a confirmation, Walt?
Roger, roger.
Great. Thank you for bringing that in. This is KD2FIU with the Limehawk Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else? And once again, while signing off here, I want to thank everybody for staying on and listening. KC2FYJ, KD2OIE, W2TE with traffic, KD2OGP, WB2BEZ, K0GIO, and K2KNB with traffic. This net will be followed by Amateur Radio Newsline. And thank you to everybody who continued to listen out there tonight. This is KD2FIU closing the reopen net at 210873.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2398 with a release date of Friday, October 13th, 2023 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Israeli hams work to locate the missing. Flood-stranded students in India find a way out through ham radio. And a volcano is active, but not with lava or ash. All this and more is Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2398 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, here is Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
We open with a special report about how amateur radio is helping families locate those who have gone missing amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, tells us about their efforts.
We begin this week's report with a developing story in the Middle East. The ongoing conflict between the Gaza-based militant group Hamas and Israel that began on Saturday, October 7th, with an attack by Hamas that killed at least 900 people. As Israel responded to the Hamas rocket launches with airstrikes of their own, there have been ongoing media reports of Israelis, Israeli Americans, Americans and others being